Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Great choice. Holy in a gatto, Mr. Abato.
Wow, I'm surprised he knew that song. Let me ask you this question.
Why are you such a hater on his knowledge?
Well, no, dude, it's rough.
Because yesterday.
Yeah, that was shocking.
Right?
Yeah.
Was it not?
Yeah, because I had the conversation with my buddy. I was like, so we're sitting at lunch. You want to tell it?
No, you go ahead. Okay. It's fine. I'm perplexed. So we were sitting at lunch yesterday.
And you brought that stat.
And I brought up the stat of, I don't even remember what it was right now.
Both guys were born in the same town.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. It was Ken Griffey Jr. and Stan Musial born in the exact same town in Pennsylvania, 49 years apart on the same day.
And we're all three at this moment going, wow, that's weird. That's interesting.
That's weird. And Matt goes, who's,
15 seconds later.
Who's Stan?
He's the Stan guy.
And then I got on Baseball Reference,
know,
and I just started reading
like,
baseball
Bob,
players.
he's dead.
I told you guys, I didn't grow up watching baseball. I didn't have a dad who was watching baseball. Wasn't in my house.
That's fair.
Wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
And by the time he's growing up, steroids had killed it.
Yeah. It was the early 2000s.
I think you'd be shocked at how many people my age would be right there with me. Like, sports nerds like me, my friends, man. It's,
yeah, Kramer's
baseball's not a thing.
His age.
Yeah.
Kramer's like an encyclopedia of baseball. And I'm like, dude, okay.
Right.
I was like, I thought maybe you'd be crushed by the steroids. Because, you know, you and I grow up, we're fluently, like, able to pay attention during the 97 to 2000 season where everything
great.
Just, I mean, I would get home from, this is literally my life, right? I would get home from school at 2:35 every day. And I would go straight to my house and turn on WGN to watch the Cubs and the Cardinals play because it was Sosa McGuire during the day with Harry Carey talking.
Oh,
that's
sick.
And that was what I did during the
summer. Yeah,
and then in the summer, I'd be like, all right, 1 o'clock is Martha Stewart's craft show.
That's awesome.
And 2 o'clock is WGN's pregame show with Harry Carey and whoever he was with.
Yeah,
and then
Steve Stone. Yeah.
And then 2:35, it was, all right, here come the Cubs.
Right.
And you're like, all right, here we go.
Yeah, no, it was.
That's what I did.
Yeah, baseball was, you know, I like the steroid era. I still think it was good for the game,
it's
obviously.
Awesome.
It brought the game back, like, you know, and again, I got 10 years on you, so
yeah.
I'm watching. I saw McGuire in person hit number 36 that year at Busch Stadium.
Nice.
Like, it was awesome.
I watched him
right?
hit batting practice.
Yeah, right. So it was cool. Like, we were driving back from New Jersey to go back to KU. Me and my buddy Drew were like, let's stop. The Cardinals are playing. Why wouldn't we want to see if McGuire could hit a homer?
Right.
We sat like in the upper deck, and you know, that was back when you could bribe the beer vendor and just bring your cup back and you give them a little bit of a tip and they constantly fill
it's
your beer
when you
up.
You could sit in your seat and smoke a dart.
You could. No, it's about, it's about that time.
I
yeah, no, it was. Yeah. Right
smoking
about that
or not.
Time. Yeah.
Left field.
Yeah. Left field is smoking. Right field is not. But yeah. It's St. Louis. Everybody smokes. But I think seeing that was like one of the coolest sports moments I have. Like in that year, that summer of 98, seeing McGuire hit a home run in person was unbelievable. And then we used to go to, you know, bars and whatnot and watch, McGuire and Sosa playing tonight. Let's go down to, you know, why am I forgetting the name of the bar? It was on 23rd in Iowa in Lawrence, the King's Place or something. I'm drawing a blank.
King's Place?
No, yeah, I wish, right? but we used to go to bars. Like that was appointment viewing back then. You'd go watch, you know, what was going on with Sosa McGuire was a big deal. So
Sosa hit two today. He's up one ahead of McGuire. Yeah, McGuire hit two today. He's now one ahead of Sosa. Holy smokes.
That was what ESPN would break into everything and show you those at-bats and all that kind of stuff. And then it ended because we had morals or whatever invade the game and took that fun out of it. And here we sit for that era that was right for a while in baseball. I think it's back now because you have superstar players that are very relatable and identifiable and likable and you know whatnot. And congratulations, Bobby Witt Jr., unanimous number two selection in the MVP race yesterday to Aaron Judge. Congratulations to Bobby Witt.
Yeah, what a joke.
People are like, oh, Aaron Judge, unanimous MVP. So, somebody said they were surprised to see Aaron Judge win the MVP.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Michael. Not win it, but unanimously.
Yeah, unanimously won it. Yeah. But we'll Bobby Witt unanimously number two, so congratulations. Juan Soto unanimously number three. But
I mean, just absolutely get the hell out of here. But unanimous number two.
Baseball got this, like, period of time. And I can understand as a kid growing up when you did why you wouldn't, especially living in Kansas City, there's no reason to watch baseball.
Yeah, 913-98 BB here. And baseball wasn't huge. No idea who Stan is either.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many people on the text line are saying they do know Stan?
Yeah. From the 816, does Matt think Babe Ruth's a candy bar?
So there's good. Both sides. Reggie Jackson's a candy bar too, Ken Griffey Jr.'s a candy bar. I had one of
those. Somebody says it's called the Salty Dog.
No, that's not the one
I'm
looking for.
That's a drink, though. That's absolutely terrible.
23rd and Iowa, like nights.
You ever had a salty dog?
No.
It's like grapefruit vodka and salt on the rim.
Well, that doesn't sound good.
You're supposed to drink it when you're a little hangy.
Okay. You
know? Okay.
No, I get it. I understand like why you're probably not as much into like baseball.
Yeah.
I'm getting there now. Hey, I'm trying, guys.
Don't.
Yeah.
If you're already this far out, don't jump in. Because then you'll start worrying about slash lines and it's not.
Well, you don't need to worry about that kind of stuff.
Well, just worry about, this is just coming from a guy who's like, if you're worried about yak and,
that's
throws
fair.
behind the line.
EPA, all that stuff.
You wake up thinking about that kind of stuff.
Release point's a little dude. Because baseball, you'll be like me and you'll be playing Strat-O-Matic baseball, rolling dice on cards.
I never played that. I couldn't tell you how Strat-O-Matic was played in my life.
It was so awesome.
And you used to play. That's funny to me. Because
I love
Strat-O-Matic. If anybody would have played it, should have been the old guy, right?
My dad played it, and then he just introduced it to me and my buddies one summer when it was like a gazillion degrees outside. He's like, you guys ever play Strat-O-Matic baseball? I'm like, no.
King Arthur's. That's the place I just. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good. And my buddy was like, no, I don't know what that is. He's like, you roll the dice, and if you roll this number, it's on your card. If you roll these numbers, it's on my card, and then it's based on stats. And so then we're like, okay, we both knew how to keep stats because me and my buddy had kept score for slow-pitch softball games. So we knew how to do everything. And I still do it when I go to Royals games and cover for the station. I'll get a sheet.
So you know what the hell went on.
Right.
And that's the only way you know.
Yeah, and so like we would have like those dream matchups where it's like, all right, I got Randy Johnson pitching. Who do you have? He's like, well, I got Ichiro Suzuki hitting. And it was like that sort of aspect. It was like,
that's fun.
These stats versus these stats every single time. And then the Barry Bonds card of 2001 was probably the most disgusting card I've ever seen because there were seven. I know nobody cares about this, but there were seven clean home runs. I mean, if you rolled a 2-4 home run, and if you rolled a 2-5, 2-4 through 2-10, automatic home run, whereas other numbers, you'd roll it, and it'd be like home run 1 through 8, double otherwise. Bonds was just like, these are all home runs.
All home runs.
This sounds really fun, actually.
It's awesome.
This sounds dope.
It was awesome. I think I still have one of the original games. You can find it on the internet, but they're really expensive.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're like $135 for a game of Strat-O-Matic baseball.
Wow.
Yeah. And there's other ways to get, there's two different sides of a card. You can get really into it or just like the generic. You'd get lost in time. I promise you, dude. I would still play to this day.
Nerd out. That'd be fun.
And the reason I was playing because my dad, because he was a huge Big Red Machine fan. And
oh, really?
The Joe Morgan years.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Oh, he loved him.
I love to know people's like baseball fandom and how they kind of got into
it.
That's
where he got it. It was the Reds.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, that. He's like, that lineup. He goes, you had Pete Rose, Joe Morgan. Like, oh, these God. Guys. I'm like, all right. Yeah. Fair enough.
Could you imagine playing with Pete Rose before he was gambling on stuff?
I'd like to play with him when he was gambling.
I knew somebody who did and wasn't so great.
One thing you can't gamble with moving forward are the Major League Baseball umpires. Yep. According to Major League Baseball, it will test robot umpires.
Yay.
Finally got smart. They will test robot umpires as a part of a challenge system, though there's semantics, during spring training at 13 ballparks hosting 19 teams, which could lead to regular season usage in 2026.
That's next year, ladies and
gentlemen. That's
correct. Yeah, that's awesome.
All in for this? We're all 100%. Good robot umps?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Angel Hernandez is going, how can I destroy the laboratory?
Right, yeah.
This also proves to me that Terminator 2 is the most accurate movie of all time.
I'll be back.
Have you seen Terminator 2?
Yes.
Okay. Have you seen Terminator 1?
Yes. Well, okay. I've only seen I haven't seen the
app. Have you seen The Godfather?
You don't need to see.
I haven't seen Godfather 2. Need to see Godfather 2.
Greatest sequel of all time.
Yeah, I know.
You'll see The Godfather later at lunch.
Yeah. It does, Matt Kidd. I got a couple of places he can find himself. But no, the other thing that's weird is like, have you seen that like Elon has got these like AI robots that you can like talk to and have conversations with?
They drive the Tesla for you.
I saw a Cybertruck this morning. It was crazy. Evergreen Flooring. Shout out to them. That's who was in front of me. It was crazy to see it because like I got on the highway.
Had you not seen a Cybertruck before?
Not at night.
And
okay. It was like this bright strip light. Whoa. That's their headlights. And I like look behind me. I'm like, is this, am I getting pulled over? And then it like passed me and I was like, oh, cool. Side of the road.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was with me the whole way, dude. It was Evergreen Flooring. Yeah. So shout out to them. But it was a Cybertruck white at night. Craziest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, wow. I've never seen one at night now that you say that.
Yeah. Like, see them in the day.
You see them all over the place. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think why?
But no, Kim Kardashian's in love with her AI robot.
Yeah, they like were holding hands or something.
Would you ever have one? Like a robot around the house?
What am I, Rosie from the Jetsons?
Oh, I thought you were going to say Donald.
I mean, remember Rosie was the maid on the Jetsons? Do you know the Jetsons, Mac?
Yes.
You do.
His son, Elroy.
Yeah, we had Boomerang, so
Jane,
I got all the old
his
cartoons.
His wife, Jane, was hot.
But she took all his money. Have you seen the Family Guy skit where they do that?
No.
No.
I have. Yes, I have seen one Family Guy with the Jetsons.
He takes the dollar out, and she takes all the money like normal, and then it just stops. She's like, no, no,
yeah.
I gave you this. You don't take this. God.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Daughter Judy.
Yeah, robot umps and robot boyfriends.
Not
that's where we're at.
Enough. I don't need that.
I'm telling you, man. Nah. Remember the robot dogs at Christmas time?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yes. Remember Teddy Ruxpin? Do you remember the robot bear that sang to you?
Do you have a Roomba?
We used to. Then the dog got scared of it, so we had to get it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, that's it. Did you put it on Marketplace and make like $300?
I don't know. I think it may still just be sitting there, but we don't use it anymore.
Dude, I'll buy it.
You want it?
Say, yes, for sure.
I don't know if it even works.
Matt
it was
it
a
for
generic.
His room in the basement.
Mac vacuum. Yes, Mom.
Ah, she's a nice lady.